The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. It is such an exciting Saturday.
You know what?
I know that Mother Nature's playing a trick on me.
What are you talking about?
Well,
yes.
The sky has all these puffy clouds that look kind of gray. But then there was just this little peak. She let me see a peak that there's blue skies behind it.
Well, there's always blue sky behind it.
I know. Yes, of course. You've told me that 100 times.
You know,
yes.
I was talking to a lady yesterday who is moving down from Indiana. She's actually going to keep one of her homes. She has two homes in Indiana, and she's moving down, or she's going to be. We're going to be taking her out in March when she comes for a visit to buy a house somewhere between St. Augustine and Jacksonville. And I said, well, they actually kind of touch. There isn't really an in-between. So I was explaining to her that I used to live in Ohio and explained to her about what the difference is between the Northeast Florida area and Indiana. And she said, well, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, you probably know that in Indiana, just like Ohio, for 6 months out of the year, you do not see blue sky. All you see is clouds and haze. And she said, yeah. I said, well, one of the things you're going to love about living down here is you see blue sky virtually every single day. And there was something that changed in her voice when I told her that. And she didn't want to be in the snow anymore. And I said, no snow here. I said, now it does get to about 30 degrees a couple days a year. And she was saying she doesn't want snow. But she has a pool there, which is very unusual in Indiana.
Yeah, doesn't it freeze?
Well, you do certain things to prevent that. But okay. But anyway, so she's looking forward to meeting you. I told her that you're going to take her out for a couple of days on March 8th, so that 8th, 9th, and 10th. So she is so excited. I told her about all of the things in St. Augustine. She loves walking around and seeing all the things there. So we talked about a few neighborhoods. She is so excited. And, you know, there are so many things to be excited about with real estate. You had, what, 5 different things go on yesterday?
You know, it's funny, Howard, when people say, oh, January's a slow time. No, I would tell you that yesterday we prepared paperwork for 3 homes to come on the market. And 2 of those 3 people needed to buy homes. So there was 2 contracts written on properties. So that was 5 separate transactions that happened in one day.
And I have 2 customers that I'm showing houses to today.
Right.
One of our houses that we've talked about over the last few weeks has had, I don't know how many showings this week.
A flurry of activity. Oh, my goodness.
It has just been nuts.
But I always say when a house is ready to sell, it'll sell. So I understand we have an offer, one offer, and we're getting another one.
Yeah, and then one of the people that I'm showing a house to today, that's the same house. I mean, Things are just going nuts, and interest rates are now down at a 9-month low.
They kind of dipped, didn't they?
They
not
really
a huge
did.
Amount, but they did dip.
Yeah, it's just wild.
So it's time to buy. Like, here's the moment. Here's the little window of opportunity.
Yeah, if you're thinking about putting your house on the market, we're here to help you.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we do.
I wonder if people know that we have a staff of people to help us. Anna is behind the scenes.
Man, do I love Anna. I don't think I can make it without Anna.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know Anna before 2 years ago, and now I can't make it without her.
Yeah, you talk to her multiple times a day.
I do.
Yeah. Hey, we're your problem-solving realtors on the radio. We come to you every Saturday morning. We are in our 8th year now. We finished 7 years, so that means we're in our 8th Yeah. Hey, this is meant to be a question and answer talk show about buying and selling. We're going to give you news and advice. After all, the more houses that sell and the sooner that they sell, make it better for our whole community. And it's kind of our way of giving back. We dedicate ourselves every Saturday morning to come to you live. We are not recorded. Well, actually, we're being recorded so that people can listen on a podcast. But we do not pre-record. Right, Angela?
Correct. So you know what that means? We want people to call in and talk to us.
We do. And to help out, we got a contest today.
Oh, wait. I didn't give the number.
Okay. Go ahead.
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK. So okay. That's, of course, area code 904-222-8255.
Hey, you know, it'd be great if we got somebody to call from out of state today, because sometimes we get people to call.
I'll take them in the city. Yeah. I don't care where they call from. I just love when people call, Howard. I think that's my favorite part of the show, is when people call in.
Okay. You know what we forgot to do last week? To give the answer to the contest from last week.
What was the contest?
The contest was, what percentage of homeowners had a smart doorbell? You know, the kind that connected to your phone, like the Nest
or Ring.
Or Ring.
Yes.
It was 8%.
I know why the number's so low.
Well, it predicted that in 2019, it's going to go up to 20%.
Okay. But you didn't ask me why I know that.
I'm about to. How could I forget you, Angela? Why?
Because it's kind of a millennial thing. And millennials are not our number one group of buyers of houses.
Well, you know, it's a big safety thing, too, because there's a lot of commercials on TV now that are showing, UPS is delivering so many things.
And Amazon.
And they're showing crooks go up to the house and steal things. So now they're showing the commercial for these doorbells that are showing people going up to houses and crooks, you know, being greeted by the owner of the home saying, hey, how can I help you?
Yeah, or leave my package alone.
Yeah. Anyway, so the contest this week is a little bit different. Is, you know, people like do-it-yourself projects, right?
Yes, a lot.
Painting and just doing all sorts of things.
Uh-huh.
And Home Depot and Lowe's are helping with that because they have clinics and all sorts of stuff like that. But some homeowners wish that they had hired a pro instead of doing it themselves. So what is the number one do-it-yourself project or supposed do-it-yourself project that homeowners wish that they had hired a pro for instead of trying to do it themselves?
All of them?
All of them.
No.
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 No, people can, you know, change a, you know, a switch plate. They could change a light bulb. But what was the number one project that homeowners wish that they had hired a pro for? I have the top 10 that they wish they didn't do themselves. So call us and we'll see whether you've guessed one of the top 10. But if you guess the number one, we're going to give you either a Publix gift card or one of our tracking devices.
Sounds great.
All right. And what's the number again, Angela?
222-TALK to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255.
And that, of course, again, is area code 904. So, we got a couple minutes. Angela, you want to... actually, we only have 1 minute. Hey, we have a surprise for next week. We're going to have the Duval County Property Appraiser.
Oh, awesome.
On the show. Yeah, I met him this week. His name is Jerry Holland. He's got so much of a great background. He's been the property appraiser for a couple of years now. And I had an interesting time talking to him this past week at an event. And he loves going to events. And he's going to come on the show, spend the entire hour with us, and talk about portability, whatever that is.
It's so hard to explain. Realtors have trouble explaining it.
Yeah, it's about your homestead exemption, how you can transfer the benefit of your homestead exemption from one house to another when you move, and all sorts of things. There are all sorts of discounts that you can get on your homestead. We'll be right back.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm sorry, I'm like laughing here because people don't understand this, but Howard is like the funniest but corniest funny person that I know. So...
All right.
He's cutting me up during the break.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. We've got Mike on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning, Angela and Howard.
How are you today, Mike?
I'm fine. Very fine. Thank you. It looks like it's going to be a very nice day.
I hope it is. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in. It makes my day when someone calls in. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. I enjoy the show very much in the mornings.
Thank you.
You're obviously not from Jacksonville with that accent.
No, I'm an ex-electrician from the great state of New York.
Yay!
Well, you probably don't know this from my accent, but I was actually born in New York, stayed there till I was the ripe old age of 10.
There you go. I'm from Brooklyn. Where were you born and grew up?
Long Island.
Ah, my father lived in Holtsville.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Awesome.
So do you have a guest for us on our contest?
I do. If I remember the question correctly, it was, what's the one home project that most people shouldn't attempt?
Well, that they regret the most.
That they regret they did,
regret
yes.
Regret the most. Okay,
yes.
Well,
yeah.
Being an electrician, at first I was going to say installing the 100-amp service panel, but I won't say that one. I'm going to say either kitchen or bathroom cabinets.
Oh,
well,
interesting.
Well, that's a good one. It did not make the top 10.
Okay. All right.
I will say that refinishing cabinetry, that was number 7.
I see.
But but that was a good guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to the rest of the great program and be very curious as to the correct answer.
Well, all good. Right. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you calling in. Thanks.
I love talking to you, and I'll continue watching. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a good guess.
That was a good guess.
So here's what I think when I think about that.
Yes.
My first thought in trying to formulate an answer is, what can I not undo?
What can you not undo? Okay.
Yep.
By the way, I
because
want to
if
tell
I do a project and I do it poorly, can I start over again? Like painting?
Yeah.
Like maybe I picked the wrong color or something?
I need to tell our listeners that Angela and I, oftentimes I don't tell Angela what the contest is, so she doesn't know. Now, once in a while, I'll tell her ahead of time. So, but on this one, you didn't even know what the what the contest is. So.
That's true.
Okay. I wonder if Alan has a guess. Alan, our producer.
I'm thinking here.
You're thinking.
You know, you were talking. I'm thinking about plumbing. You can tear the whole plumbing apart, put it back together again. You can't regret that unless your thumb's like me. Electricity switch is easy.
See, I'm not going to tell you whether you're right or wrong. Because
I know.
This is for our listeners. But you're giving, you know, ideas to some of our listeners. And we appreciate that, Alan.
I had a room addition put on my house. I would not want to do it myself.
That's a big one.
That is a big one.
You know, I wouldn't want to do it.
That is
well,
a big one.
I will tell you that did not make the top 10, probably because most homeowners would not even attempt to do that one.
Yeah, I don't think they would. I think they do more cosmetic kind of things.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm all thumbs. I don't even want to make a birdhouse, okay?
Well, I'm looking at you, and I do see that you do have at least two thumbs.
Oh, Howard.
I see
he's so corny, y'all. He's so corny.
Yeah. All right, Angela, it's your turn to tell us how the week was in real estate here in Northeast Florida.
Well, I told you how my day was yesterday.
Things happening? But it's more than just us, because we can only handle so much. Now, we do have some excess capacity right now, but how was it for the rest of the folks here in Northeast Florida?
Well, Howard, this past week for homes and condominiums, 452 offers got accepted. That was actually up 27% over the previous week. Now, 653 new homes came on the market, and that's up, ready, 59%. Wow.
Wow is right.
So 110 of the 653, well, they're already under contract. And Howard, isn't that right at 20%?
How about that?
Which is a great number for January. 19 of those went under contract on the very first day. And 221 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say,
congratulations.
Absolutely.
And it's not going to rain on you today as you move into your new home.
Yes.
Not too hot, not too cold. Perfect day to move in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I have a closing coming up this week that my customer, I met him when he was in elementary school. Isn't that funny? That's making me feel old. But anyway, it's my son's friend who's buying a house.
What do you mean old? You're not a day over 70.
Ooh.
Of course, you're not a day over 60
either. If I'm 70, I look great.
Doesn't look a day over 30.
There you go.
There you go.
He's pulling this off much better than you are. You need to take some lessons from Alan.
Yes, of course.
Don't look a day over 30, right?
Howard, you know what the sofa looks like?
Yeah.
Treat mama nice.
He's about to
find out.
He's about to find out what that sofa looks like.
Alan, she doesn't look a day over 30. She looks many days over 30. But
she is your beautiful bride, Howard. Okay?
She is my beautiful wife, and I love her to death. But you
Wait a minute.
When somebody says to someone that's, you know, many days over 30.
Days over 30.
You're not many days?
No.
All right. How do we both get out of this?
I don't know. You're the one who got dug deep.
Okay. But you know I love you
to death. Figure your way out.
Figure my way out?
Absolutely.
I just said I love you to death and you're beautiful no matter how old or young that you are.
That sounds like a consolation prize if I ever heard one.
You are not a consolation prize.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll have to see. How long have we been married? 5 months?
5 months. But we've been together for years and years.
I know, but you
back
know,
when you were a teenager.
The first year is supposed to be the best.
All right. So what happened to interest rates? We said that they're the lowest in 9 months. Now, that doesn't mean they're as good as they were a year ago.
Of course not.
But they're still really, really good.
Well, yes. So the 30-year rate, conventional rate, it fell 0.06 of a point to 4.45%. So it's less than 4.5%. The 15-year rate fell 0.1 of a point to 3.89%. That's pretty low.
That is.
Yeah. And the VA and the FHA 30-year rate remains unchanged at 4.17%. Again, that's low too. And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, well, it's still a great deal if you only plan on being in your home for 5 years or less. It fell 0.15 of a point to 3.83%.
You know, I'm surprised that more people don't do the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, because a lot of people that expect to have a first home and then they have a growing family and they're going to get a bigger home later, they ought to get that 5-year adjustable rate mortgage.
I actually don't think I agree with you.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, I know that one of the houses I moved into that I expected to be in 3 years, I stayed there 15 years because I loved my neighborhood. So I had to make my house fit even though it was too small. So, yeah, I think that could be problematic if you fall in love with your neighbors and, you know what I mean, your location. So I don't necessarily think that. Plus, if the prices of homes level out, which is what they're expecting in the next 2 years, then, you know, you're not going to see the appreciation on top of that.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that at the end of the 5 years that the interest rate is going to be much, much higher than the 30-year rate today.
Yeah, but
it's kind of a gamble.
If the prices don't go up enough so that you make so you can sell it for more than you bought it for, then where are you going to come up with your closing cost, your 10%?
Well, let's say that you keep the house. Mm-hmm. For the first 5 years, you've had an interest rate where you've done really well and made some equity. You could refinance anyway.
Yeah, you could do that.
So
there could be some savings in the first 5 years.
There could be some savings.
But again, who knows what the interest rate will be 5 years from now?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, the important thing is this. Talk to your mortgage person and find out. Not everyone should get
a 30-year mortgage.
And of course, we recommend Christine Kennedy. That's Christine
with a K.
With a K. And what's her?
Success Mortgage Partners.
What I was going to say is what's her website?
Her website, I don't know her website.
ChristineKennedy.com.
I don't know her website offhand.
That's what it is.
But I know her telephone number.
What's her telephone
number? So if you want to talk to Christine with a K, you need to call 904-514-6969.
You know, she did something a couple of weeks ago. She got a mortgage for someone that I would have thought, how on earth could they get a mortgage? And she was telling us about that. She's going to be on the show in a few weeks from now, and she'll tell you about this is someone that hasn't, I shouldn't say hasn't paid taxes.
Hasn't paid taxes in 5 years.
And she got him a mortgage.
She did.
Unbelievable.
That's pretty unbelievable. Yes. And it was very, you know, it was a jumbo loan too. And the other thing is that I have closed several deals with her since she started with the new company. And we have gotten loan approval in 17 days. 17. Even for a condo that wasn't on the approved list, we still had loan approval in 17 days on that one. And the other one that is my son's friend, we're waiting on him to return from a vacation just to close. She's been ready for a week.
She's done so many things for us.
She's doing awesome.
One of our other sponsors is HomePro. We recommended to our customer that he get a pre-sale, a pre-listing inspection.
Yep.
He did that. The house sold 17 days.
Yep.
The buyer decided not to do their own inspection.
Because they had this very comprehensive.
Because they had this brand new inspection.
Yeah.
Sold really, really fast for a really good price. And that one's closing in less than 30 days. Everything's going really, really well. Hey, when we come back after the break, we got lots of fun things to talk about. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Day 22 and counting, that makes a partial government shutdown the longest in U.S. history, with neither Congress nor the White House budging on the issue of funding for a border wall. Federal workers received pay stubs on Friday with only zeros on them as the effects of the lingering partial government shutdown hit home. Vice President Mike Pence did promise that Congress has approved back pay for all federal workers currently missing out on their pay. Police in Ottawa are investigating the crash of a double-decker transit bus on Friday that left three people dead and more than two dozen injured. Meanwhile, the bus driver was arrested after the crash. Police have declined to provide details on why she was detained. SpaceX is announcing it's laying off hundreds of workers. The company says it's trying to save up money for some huge new projects involving trips to Mars. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was off 6 points. The NASDAQ gave up 15. This is SRN News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2019 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us a chance to help. Here on Florida's First Coast, there are a lot of people trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we have a different view. Because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods. Their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thanks again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a happy new year.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Little action on the roads. There's a crash at 95 South. That's coming off the ramp from 295. That is exit number 362. Going to be mostly clear today and mostly cloudy. High 68. 20% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy. A little bit of patchy fog tonight. Fog will continue into Sunday morning. Overnight low 58. And partly sunny on Sunday with a 30% chance of showers. 58. AM 600 WBOB.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Angela. I'm begging you to call in. Just call in and do the contest because me and Howard, we need someone to break us up today.
What do you mean break us up? Nobody's going to break us up.
You know, it's contentious in here. just take the caller.
Well, I got to tell everybody what the contest is.
No, just take the caller. I need you to have a minute.
We've got Tom on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Just take the caller. We've got to talk to somebody.
Yes, okay, please save me.
I have a stab at the trivia question.
Okay.
Something I have done in the past myself, did not like doing it, do not like doing it. It's replacing wood or tile flooring.
That is it. Ding, ding, That's ding, the ding, number ding, one. Ding, ding. Yes, sir.
Yay, Tom. You're right. And see, I'm thinking on that tile part, because it's the tile floor, I'm thinking if you get something wrong, it's kind of permanent.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to go back and scrape up all the adhesive. And it's a mess.
Who
it's
wants to do that? Nobody.
Not me anymore.
Yeah. So I think that makes perfect sense as to why that's the number one thing that you probably shouldn't do. Leave that to people who have experience doing it.
Yeah, this was a go ahead.
I was going to say just before Christmas, I had some tiles that had, they call it tenting. They sort of buckle and raise. I had replaced 12 of them in my dining room.
Wow.
And it took forever. It took forever.
I never even heard of that before. What causes that? Do you know?
I have no idea. The foundation was fine. There were no cracks. I don't know if moisture had just gotten through to the grout. I don't know. But
that's interesting.
They're replaced now, so.
Well, good.
good,
yes. Well, I'm so glad you're listening today, Tom, and I appreciate you calling in. You can tell Howard and I need a little break from each other. So
now, wait a minute.
We all need a break once in a while.
Exactly. It's probably just not a good thing for us when we're on the air that I need a break, except that people call in, and I love that.
Exactly. And as they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So.
Oh, we don't need a break from each other, not at all. We just like to have fun on the radio.
Hey, did you have any real estate questions while you're on?
Not a one.
Okay.
Not a single one. I called once before and I said, I've been in my house for almost 40 years. I love the neighborhood. I love the house.
Yeah.
I'm going to be here forever,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, you're bad for my business. Yes, I remember. I'm starve sorry. With people like you.
No, Tom actually can be one of the best people for our business because he can recommend us.
There you go.
There you go. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Hope you have a great 2019. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you very much, and same to you.
Thanks. We're going to send you back to Alan to get your address and so that we can send you
whatever you want. You tell him what you want, the tracker or a Publix gift card.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. Great show.
Okay,
all right, thanks
thank
so
you.
Much.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, I'm going to tell everybody what the other top 10 are. Number two.
And then I want to talk about where you were yesterday and what you were doing.
Where I was yesterday and what I was doing.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very
well, let's see. Number two was replacing a ceiling. That doesn't happen very often. Number three, refinishing hardwood floors. Number four, installing carpet. I never knew anyone that installed a carpet. Number five, finishing a basement. I did that with my brother.
I was going to say, I bet a lot of people do that.
Your Fredericksburg, brother's a builder. Virginia. Number six, installing hardwood floor. Number seven, refinishing cabinetry. Number eight, installing a sprinkler system. Number nine, redoing or installing a shower or bath. And number 10, inside painting. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about what you did yesterday. Because when he said, when Tom said the thing about foundation, it made me think about what we learned, and I think we know it, but brought back to our attention.
Ramjack.
Yes. So
I was at a house yesterday. One of our customers' homes that had a foundation settling problem.
Mm-hmm.
So they hired one of the two companies in Northeast Florida that does that. One is called Alpha Foundations, and the other one is called Ramjack.
Correct.
And
both are great companies.
Yes. In fact,
we've used both of them.
We have. So, and I said, I asked the guy, because I was watching them on how they do it.
Right.
So I got an education on that. And I said, what generally causes this? And he pointed to the pile of dirt because they dig a hole to start that. And he pointed to the pile of dirt and he said, see that? And I looked over and he pointed to a specific thing. and it was roots.
Yes.
He said that's what caused it. He said what happens with most builders is they cut trees.
Not builders, developers.
Developers. They cut trees, and then they bring in dirt to level the playing field,
See,
level
corny.
The building field, mm-hmm. and they don't take away the roots underneath of where the foundation grows.
So what happens?
And over time, the roots start to deteriorate.
Yep.
So the roots that are under the foundation
are decomposing.
Are decomposing.
They're now taking up less space.
And
so
therefore
the
foundation
sink.
Settled.
Yeah. So, you know, it's so unfortunate, right? Because it can be very costly to do that repair. Very costly. And, you know, the homeowner has no control. There's no way to prevent it. You don't know that it's going to happen. It completely depends upon how the land was excavated. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Excavated, and if it was done properly or not.
And it will show 10, 15, 20 years mm-hmm. later.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people say, oh, yeah, every house settles, and it settles because it's so sandy here.
It
not necessarily
nothing to
true.
Do with the sand. It had to do with what was done underneath. You know,
yes.
if there were a lot of trees there,
and big
there
roots
were,
and they don't pull them out.
And they don't pull them out.
Yep.
So that was really interesting.
Yep. And actually, in that particular neighborhood, it's the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
They all have huge settling problems.
And that's why. Yep. So that was really interesting. But going
yes,
back to real estate and, you know, how can you maximize what you're getting for your house and, you know, can anything save the sale of your house? I'm going to a little bit different thing here. There are three items that can either save a sale, get a sale, or get a higher price. So take care of them before your home goes on the market. The first one I call the three F's, fix flooring flaws. So whether it's a scratched up wood floor or ratty, outdated or dirty carpet or tired linoleum, these are really turnoffs to the buyer. And you know, if you're a seller, you have to think of yourself before you put your home on the market. Think of yourself not as a seller. You have to think of yourself as a buyer. So walk into your house and look at it as if you are a buyer. So another thing is, are there any water stains on walls or on ceilings? Now make sure that you've fixed the cause as well as then paint over them. You got to fix them because you don't want to have the buyer sue you later on for covering up an existing water leak behind a wall or a roof leak. But water stains are a big turnoff to new buyers. We recently had a sale where there was an old water stain
like 10 years
on a ceiling.
Yeah.
And it was even before our seller owned the house. And the roof was repaired years and years and years ago, but he never painted over the ceiling stain. And some people had looked at it and said, what's that? And we said, look, you tried to sell this house before. People had pointed this out. When we took over the sale of the home, we said, look, you got to paint over that. People
yes.
are turned off by it. He did it. The house sold very, very quickly.
Yes.
Okay. Also, touch up the grout, whether it be in floor tile or, more importantly, in the shower walls or floors. You know, cracked or moldy grout is a real turnoff.
Yes. Especially moldy grout.
Yeah, wouldn't it be a turnoff to you if you were a buyer and you opened up the shower door and looked on the floor and that grout looked dirty and moldy?
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
I want to get in there.
As I'm saying this, my nose is turning up because it just looks nasty. So fix it before you put your home on the market. Hey, when we come back after the break, if we have time, we're going to talk. Oh, I am going to talk about landlord and tenant things that are coming up, a really interesting proposed change to the Fair Housing Act. You might find it really interesting. So stay with us, everyone. We're going to come back and talk about that, and maybe even how to make your closets feel and look bigger. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChemScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. Did you know it was a happy, happy, happy Saturday?
I thought it was four happies, but you only said three.
No, I always say three.
Okay. Well, I'm giving it an extra one.
Okay.
Because we're going to be busy right after the show today. What are you doing after the show today?
Showing property.
You're showing property. I'm showing property to two different customers today.
So that gives us three for the day. I'm only doing one.
You're only doing one, but you're doing more houses than I am. But this is not a contest.
Everything with us is a contest. God. So competitive hanging out with you.
Hey, you know what's interesting that has happened in the government other than the shutdown? By the way, can you get a mortgage during the shutdown? Can you apply?
Yes
you can. It's just going to be a little bit more difficult to verify income. So you may have to do a little bit more with your mortgage broker to verify your income and to check Social Security numbers and taxes. So make sure you get all the paperwork done. Christine can help you with that.
It's probably,
but you can get a mortgage.
Probably people don't realize that after the crash of the real estate market, that one of the guidelines that was put in place is that mortgage people had to verify with the IRS that what you say you make, you actually make. So that can be, is that your disconnect you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So one of the ways to verify it is getting things from employers, that type of thing. But you can get a mortgage. But one of the things that the senators have done, I'm changing subject a little bit, is the Fair Housing Act. Did you know that it is not part of the Fair Housing Act, that a landlord can right now discriminate by, if you're a disabled veteran, let's say you didn't like the Vietnam War. Let's say a landlord did not like the Vietnam War. Because, you know, when people came back from Vietnam, people didn't like veterans from the Vietnam War.
Yeah, they weren't well received.
They weren't well received. Now, that's kind of changed, but there are some people that still hold on to that. And it is actually not against the law today to discriminate against someone who's a Vietnam veteran and who receives income as a disabled veteran or as just as a veteran. Well, so there are two senators that are sponsoring a bill to make it part of the, to make it against the law to discriminate against someone for wherever they get their money from to pay their rent. And the purpose of that is twofold, to make it so that disabled veterans can rent from someone, and also for people that are getting assistance. You've heard of Section 8?
Yeah.
Section 8, which is also called Jacksonville Housing Authority.
Right.
That if that's how they're getting their rent, you can't discriminate against them.
Okay. All that sounds fine.
All that sounds fine.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just going that is going to become a change to the Fair Housing Act. Because it's interesting. I know some other people that are landlords, and they do not want to rent to anyone that gets federal housing assistance. Now, I'm a landlord, and I want to tell you that I would love to have every tenant be someone that gets federal housing assistance, because I'm guaranteed to get paid, and the people must keep the house in good condition, because if they don't, they will no longer get federal housing assistance.
Sounds like a win-win, really.
It really is. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a fine thing. Now, there's something else, though, that's going on in one city that I need to tell people about. I hope it never happens here, but it's happening in Seattle. Landlords cannot check the criminal backgrounds on prospective tenants.
I don't like that.
Now, think about that. Would you want a convicted murderer or a heroin dealer living as your downstairs neighbor? Let's say you own you live in the downstairs of a duplex, and the person upstairs was a convicted heroin dealer. Oh my God, I certainly wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't either.
But in Seattle, you can't check the criminal background on people.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyway, if you have some thoughts on that, you can call. But we have a caller right now. Oh, someone needs Christine Kennedy's number. Angela, will you give Christine Kennedy's number?
I will indeed. Christine Kennedy is 904-514-6969. I'll repeat, 904-514-6969.
You know what it's a beautiful day for?
What?
Looking at some houses. And we've got some gorgeous ones open this weekend.
It's fun. This part of our job is super fun.
Fun. You want to tell people what's going on?
I will be happy to. Let's start with what's happening in Eagle Landing today.
I love that house. That is gorgeous.
I do, too. If I didn't already have a house I love, I'd have to buy this one.
All right. Talk about it.
4412 Castle Palm Court in Eagle Landing. 3,124 square feet. It's a four-bedroom, four-bath on a four-way split, by the way. It has a lanai and a screen pool and a spa, plus an outdoor kitchen. This pool, Howard, has both a fountain and a cascading waterfall over rocks. It's really soothing to sit outside and listen to the waterfall. It has a totally private backyard, even though it overlooks the fourth fairway of the golf course. It has a real private nature walkway and gorgeous perennials, and it's real easy to care for garden that is just kind of breathtaking.
Yeah, the owner is a master gardener.
She is, but she made it simple to maintain. You know, sometimes when you think, oh, master gardener, they created something really complex. No, she did it very simple so it could live on forever.
Yeah, that kitchen has a built-in fridge, convection oven, stovepipe vents. Virtually the entire house has real wood shutters, not the fake plastic ones, but real ones. Beautiful tile floors, loads of built-ins, nooks in the office, cathedral ceilings, built-in speakers, fancy moldings, inlaid glass doors, special granite. You just have to see this house. And you can tomorrow from noon to 2.
Today.
Tomorrow.
Today.
Today. You're right. It is today.
It's today from noon to 2.
I was looking at the next one that we're going to be talking about, which is Heritage Trail in Beauclair in Mandarin.
Yes.
3,900 square feet, four-bedroom, four-bath, plus two half-baths. The master bedroom is unbelievable in this house. It has two closets and two full baths in the master bedroom. It's a stately colonial with a raised patio in the rear, and one of the baths is in the in-law suite in the detached garage. This has gorgeous inlaid wood floors. You got to see the kitchen in this place. It has brick in the kitchen. Really, really nice. Even has a sunken bar area. Really, really nice. The master bedroom, as I said, is really big. 15 by 24. Even has a balcony. It's all brick home. $400,000. That's the one that's open tomorrow from 12 to 2. We got three people looking at it today, including me. I'm going to be showing it today. I have a customer seeing it today. All right. We've got another one on the corner, near the corner of Phillips Highway and Bay Meadows in Royalwood, on Royalwood Drive, 2,700 square feet, wood floors, sunken living room, redone almost everything. Redone kitchen, redone baths, redone closets, a big Florida room, an absolutely gorgeous backyard, so many oohs and ahs. 3469. There's not going to be an open house, but if you want to see it, I will arrange to show it to you.
That, Howard,
yes,
is at Southside Boulevard,
Southside,
in Bay Meadows, and Royal Lakes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here and fixing me up.
It's a full-time job.
It's a...
Yeah.
Now, Stony Glen
in Eagle Harbor.
In Eagle Harbor is another big one. Five-bedroom, four-bath, 3,400 square feet. A lanai plus a patio. One of the bedrooms is upstairs. The rest of it is one story. It's a Koppenbarger home in Eagle Harbor. A white shaker cabinets with granite in the kitchen.
It's a brand new kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. Walk-in pantry. Tile and wood floors everywhere. Arched windows. High ceilings. Beautiful, beautiful curb appeal. A big house for only $380,000.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
It's really, really a bargain. Remember, next week, Jerry Holland, the Duval County property appraiser, is going to be our guest on the show. But this week, after our show, who, of course, is going to be here? The Van Wees for the Van Wee Financial Hour. They're going to tell you a bit what's been going on. And has it been a good week? It's been... I'm waiting for a thumbs up or thumbs down.
It's
a thumbs up from Mr. Van Wee. You know, folks, Angela and I love being on the show. If you need to talk to us during the week, call Angela 465-3845. Call me, 687-8161. You really do need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction probably in your life. We are here to help. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. We're going to be back with you next week. Take care, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.